The Texas Rangers earned their first ever World Series victory with a 4-2 win over the San Francisco Giants in Arlington, Texas last night. NPR's Mike Pesca is there. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
They're alive. You know, I don't want to say a must-win game, so the Giants were up 2-0 going into the game. The Rangers really had to win to stay in, right?
Yeah, you don't want to say must-win game. That's okay. You had hundreds of sports reporters saying it for you. And players don't like that phrase because it's not just that they downplay urgency. They feel it. It just doesn't help them really do their job better. As Michael Young, the longest-tenured Texas Ranger, said, I don't really think a game's must-win until one team has three wins. That said, the facts are facts, and no team has ever come back down 3-0 in a World Series. So the Rangers knew what they had to do to really make this a World Series. It is their first, and why have the series end before it begins? So they did what they do. They hit home runs, and Mitch Moreland, who was batting ninth and is the young first baseman, he hit a 3-run homer early in the game, and Josh Hamilton probably will win the AL MVP. He added another. So it was 4-0 before the Giants got into the act, and they touched up the Rangers pitchers for solo shots. But that was the final score, 4-2. And we should also note that an unheralded Rangers pitcher, Colby Lewis, was amazing, and he kept the Giants off the board for most of the game. And he's now 3-0 with an ERA under 2 this postseason.
So, you know, momentum's only as good as the next day's pitchers. Who's on the mound tonight?
One of the best cliches in baseball. On the mound today, Tommy Hunter and Madison Baumgartner for the Giants. Neither of these guys are great. And that's okay because each team has great pitchers. And so now we got to their fourth starters. And these guys, I think either manager would say, if you get us to the sixth inning, let's say, only allowing 3 runs, we will take that. And so it could be a hitting barrage. And then after this game, then we'll go back to the aces. I mean, it's been a really interesting World Series because no one thought that the Giants had that great an offense, but they really showed what they had in the first game. And the second game, they put up 20 combined runs. They come back to Texas, which is this great hitter's park, and they're only held to 2 runs. So things have been a little bit inverted. And if we get through this game, the Texas crowd, who is just so excited to be playing in the World Series, especially because the Dallas Cowboys have been awful this year, they will be very excited if it's a 2-2 game and if the Texas bats can stay alive tonight.
NPR's Mike Pesca is covering the World Series in Arlington, Texas. Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.